Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Hope all is well. So much focus all around the country on, obviously, the Sandra Bland case. Now we have a video coming out of Cincinnati where a black man was beaten and killed. Police are saying it is so bad they won't even release it. Of course, we have more stories of black women dying in jail, a woman in New York, another sister in Alabama. And so the real question is, how will the Black Lives Matter movement, how will this affect the presidential campaign? How will it affect public policy? Joining us right now is Mark Morial, CEO of the National Urban League. Mark,
good morning.
Good morning. You have your national conference in Fort Lauderdale beginning this week, and will this be center stage?
Oh, it's center stage. We have a number of sessions taking place, and I'm sure that no one who is a serious candidate for president, and there are five of them coming here, to can ignore the fact that these racial justice issues have to be addressed, that these racial justice issues are front and center. But also, I think that the poverty, the unemployment, the tale of two cities that is the reality for so many American urban communities is also the backdrop of what we see.
You said five are coming. Who's coming?
So we have Hillary Clinton, and Bernard Sanders, and Martin O'Malley side. And Jeb Bush and Ben Carson on the Republican side. So we've got five candidates coming for a presidential plenary on Friday morning. In preparation for this, Roland, we shared with them the 21st Century Agenda for Jobs put together by the Coalition of Civil Rights and Social Justice Organizations 2 years ago to give them a frame, to give them a sense, to give them all idea that we have advanced ideas to deal with police accountability, criminal justice, voting, education, economics, and health.
Obviously, a lot of these are also local issues, and so what folks have hit me on social media are asking, how aggressively are these Urban League chapters in these cities in terms of Baltimore, in terms of in Houston, or dealing with what's happening in Waller County? What role are they playing?
So let me give you an example of Ferguson, Missouri, because I think this is a perfect example of why the Urban League plays a special and a unique role. I was in Ferguson just 2 weeks ago. We broke ground on a brand new community empowerment center in Ferguson on the site of Burnt Out Quick Trip. That's going to be a community center that will provide other services to the community. Already, our state
such as
job training, GED training. Such as a whole host of services. We've got to deal with the jobs issue. The Urban League's important role is in helping people find jobs and advocating for the community and preparing for that. So we've done that. In Baltimore, we are now working. We're not prepared to announce it on an initiative which is going to focus again on economic empowerment, because in those communities across the nation, the racial issues, the police accountability issues are the spark, but poverty and joblessness and low wages and disinvestment in urban communities is also a driving force we've got to address. So I've said to many who've asked, look, the police accountability issues are important. The criminal justice reform issues are important. We've got to address it, but we need economic empowerment. We need to confront the low-wage economy that exists in the country. Those are the issues. The aftermath of the recession has widened the wealth gap, widened the income gap. So we have sessions on voting rights, criminal justice reform, police accountability, but also on workforce, also on job training, also on entrepreneurship, on those sorts of things that are about how we rebuild these communities under our theme of Save Our Cities.
Is that what you are asking the political candidates to speak to on Friday morning?
You know, I hope that they do. I mean, look, this is an opportunity. We have shared with them our policy proposals. Mm-hmm. And I think for many, many people who be at the Urban League Conference, it'll be their first opportunity to see these candidates in action. So I think people should grade them, should evaluate them. And my hope is that they're going to come with substance. You know, this election, catch some of what's going on, seems to have turned into a newfangled reality show with people trying to have one up one-liners. And, you know, we have to have a serious conversation. So I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping for what these candidates, in preparation, we've said the Urban League has promulgated a 10-point justice plan. The civil rights community has civil rights education principles. We have a 21st century agenda for jobs and freedom. Folks, all of this is online. Everyone can see it. We've shared that with the candidates. So that's a discussion we want on Friday. So it's the Urban League Conference in Broward County.
Yes, Broward County Convention Center. What time is Hillary Clinton going to?
The presidential session is between 8 and 10 in the morning. So
We're
working on all the details.
We're doing the show from 6 to 10 in the morning, and we'll be right down the hall. Can Hillary come by and say hello?
Hey, you need to talk to her. I'm sure if she has an opportunity to talk to your audience, she can't turn that down.
All right.
Ben Carson, maybe not so much.
All right, Mark. Mark
Fantastic.
Carwell.
I'll see you.
I will see
for
you.
Thanks for being there, Tom. Appreciate
I'll be there Friday
you.
Morning. We'll do the show from 6 to 10 at the Broward County Convention Center for the National Urban League. Good job, Roland.
Appreciate it.